We've been talking during this Advent season about Matthew's contribution to the birth narratives of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we talked about the arrival of the Magi in Jerusalem in Matthew 2 and their disturbing inquiries, disturbing the establishment and the status quo. Because when they asked about the one who had been born king of the Jews, everyone knew that they were not talking about the current king, King Herod. Not only was Herod not born the king of the Jews, Herod was not even born a Jew. He converted to Judaism as a political expedient. He actually was an Edomian, that is, he was descended from the sons of Edom, and he became the most powerful ruler in the Mideast of his generation by his ability to win over the Romans to his side politically, and by his ability to pacify those forces in Israel who rebelled against the rule of Rome. And even as he had killed his own sons, he even killed his own wife, who probably was the only person he'd ever loved, because he felt insecure in his royal claims. He certainly would have had no hesitation in killing someone else's son. He feigns a religious interest. He even declares that he would like to worship this newborn king. He didn't know the scripture, so he had to ask along with the Magi, well, where is this king to be born? And of course, the scholars knew the prophecies, but they didn't know the Lord, and they didn't worship the one who would be prophesied. So immediately they cited the Micah prophecy. Well, he's to be born in Bethlehem. So Herod made a big mistake. He let the Magi go without following them. My name is Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.